Okay, we're in Siman Shin Lamed today. We, Bezus Hashem, will complete the learning of Hilchos Chala. I said that last week?
I'm sorry.
Today we will, Bezus Hashem, complete Hilchos Chala. We are up to Siv Beis, Issas HaShutfim, Issa that belongs to two Jews, Chayeves, Easy Halacha, Dough that belongs, next to the last page in your copies, that belongs to two Jews, B'shutfis, is Chayiv, that's simple, says the Shach Dalid, oops, I'm sorry, Shach doesn't say it, but it means even, why would you think that? So the Chiddush here is even if there's not a Shir Chala for each one. In other words, I would think the Shir Chala is 43 Bayim, so if the dough belongs to two people, maybe you need 86 Bayim. We're going to see in the next Sif, in Sif Gimel, when a Jew and a guy have a shutfis, that there's such a halacha. They look separately at the Jew's part and the guy's part. So I would think Issus HaShutfim should depend on that as well. So Kamash Malan, that it doesn't. That if there's one Shir Chala for Jews for shutfim, it's still Chayiv B'Chala. That's the halacha. There's a Reb Chaim in the Grach al HaRambam, in Hilchos Bikurim, who asks, he says, Taka, why is it that way? We find by Reishis HaGeis, there's a halacha that if you have sheep and you shear off the wool, the Reishis HaGeis, the first of the sheared wool, goes to a Kayin. It's one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna. You never heard of it because you don't own sheep and you never sheared wool. But sheared with the E-A-R, sheared wool, right? There, it says that if it's Shel Shutfis, if it's Shel Shutfis, you need the shear. The shear there is five sheep with wool that's worth 12 shkalim. There, if two yidden own sheep is Shutfis, it has to be at least 10 sheep. You need there taka. If it's a Shutfis, you need the shear chiyuv for each one. Because we say if there are only five sheep or six sheep, Bemis each one only owns three, so it's potter. So Frechter Pchayim, my nafkamina. There's no shear for whatever you give. I think so. So the kasha is Maishna. Why by Reishis HaGeis you need a shear per person and by Chala you don't? So Reb Chaim answers, if you need a example for someone, you know, Reb Chaim famously divides things between Issa Gavra and Issa Cheftza. Here he says, don't say Yisr, he says mitzvah. The mitzvah of Chala is a din in the Cheftza, on the dough. The din of Reishis HaGeis is a din on the Gavra, on the owner, the Hainu. Chala, before you separate Chala from this dough, it's Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. That means it's a din in the dough that the dough has a chi of chala. If the dough has a chi of chala, so it doesn't matter how many Jews own it, it's not a din in the owner, it's a din in the cheftza of the dough. Reishis HaGeis is not that way. There's no din tevel on wool. Reishis HaGeis is a din in the bailim. The bailim have a mitzvah like tzedakah. It's not tzedakah, it's matnas kuna. It's a din in the bailim. The bailim have a mitzvah to give. Since the Bailam have a mitzvah to give, so therefore each Baal needs to have the Shir Reishis HaGeis. So you can't compare something that's a mitzvah on the Gavra to something that's a mitzvah on the Cheftza. That's as you say. Right. It's a din in the Cheftza, nothing to do with the owners. Okay, we learned there's a din in the Cheftza. If you make a dough, b'dayta l'chalek, that it's potter. The das is to divide it while it's potzek, but that has nothing to do with owner. Even if you're still going to own it, just you're going to make challahs out of some of them and Danish is out of another, it's also potter. So that's a din in Hilchos Chala. It's not a din it's not a question if it's a chi of Gavra or a chi of Cheftza. Even if it's the same owner, if it's d'ayta l'chalek for potzek, it's also potter. It still has halachas. Even the din cheftza still has halachas, right? The dorm is this a cheftza and shvuah is this a gavra. You can be matined to both of them. It's not a kasha. It has its dinim. It has its halachas. What does one thing have to do with the other? Because there are ways it could be potter, doesn't mean it's not a din of the chavtza. The chavtza has a way to become potter. Just like unsalted meat is an isser in the chavtza, but if you salt it, it's mutter. Same thing with dough, is a din of the chavtza, but it's a soy l'chalek, then it's potter.
Is it the chavtza only because the bile, a body is a bile? Therefore, this is the only because of the bile is a gavel.
Again, the Gemara says Nidorim is a chefza, and sure, so it's only by yin, by goyim. There's none. Well, the fact that it has halachis is not a pircha to a definition of the mitzvah. Okay, it's an important thing to know. Daita lechalek is only a ptur if it's daita lechalek bibotzek. If you're going to divide it when it's dough, you're right. If it's daitel chalik bebatzek, then it's potter. We had that earlier in Nishin Chavav. But here, it's if it's daitel chalik as baked goods, a bakery makes a dough, it's also daitel chalik. You're going to sell it. But daitel chalik as baked goods is not a ptur. It's only daitel chalik bebatzek that is a ptur. You're right. If Taitel Chalik Bebotzek, we're going to talk about that in Sif Hei, that's different. Taitel Chalik Bebotzek is potter. Even if it's one person making the dough and Taitel Chalik, it's the same.
And the Lovelace
of Shutzvist
is a thing,
not that I know of. No, there's a question of Shutzvist one way or the other. Chai Kinevsky brings in his Bir Halacha, Der Chamuna, Chacham wanted to bring a raya from here to the halachas of Yesh Breira, and he says something like, and then he made in Hadimian, not sure what the lumdus there is, but he does have it. Okay, anyway, that's his base. Isa sashutum chayeves, even if it's only one shear. Now, Sif Himmel becomes slightly more complicated. Let's see. Sif Gimel, Yisrael. If you have a Jew and a non-Jew who own a bakery, b'shutfis, own a dough, b'shutfis. Im ein b'chelech ha-Yisrael kashir p'tura. They make a dough together. The chelech ha-goy is potter. The chelech ha-Yehudi is chayiv. So here already in the chefts of the dough, there's a p'tura, because Isas goy is potter. So you need that the chelech ha-Yisrael should have the shir. Im yesh ba kashir chayeves. If it has the shear and the chelik of the yid alone, then it's already chayiv in chala. So in this line, you can't determine. There's a chiyuv, but we don't know which piece of dough. But look at the next words. Here your question is very appropriate. He's saying you could take minei ubei. You have this dough that's hef shel Yehudi, hef shel Goy, and you're going to pull out an amount. You say zuchala on the whole thing. Now, when you say zuchala on the whole thing, then yeah, how do you know that you're taking the Jew's part? Maybe you're taking what you're taking is all the guy's part. So here it's a chilek, a chiddush, that when you take out, well, even if what you're taking is b'shutfis, all you need is a mashu that belongs to a yid. So we're mekel. We know that by drabanan, chal said drabanan was certainly mekel. In Breira, but it doesn't sound like it's totally in Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. It's a, well, even at Yisrael, Bisman has that, right? So, Taz says you could be Simoth that you got a piece, and because of Yesh Bila. The Taz Beis, Yesh Bila, Bedovalach. Bila means things mix evenly. Mishachalash, Yafish, Yav Shashalim, by Mishal Yisrael. Lachala in Lashir, Minatayra. The dava lach is anything that mixes. Lach doesn't have to be liquid. Something that mixes as opposed to fruits that you combine. What do you mean it's not going to mix? You're right, because the usual case of Bila is the Gemara and Bila is in the Rosh Hashanah. It's usually where you have things that are previously the ownership of one, previously the ownership of another, and then you mix it out. Here, there's no previous ownership that you need to physically mix it out to combine it. The truth is, the lashon yesh bila here is taka an unusual lashon, but the flour is not chayav and chala. It's chayav and chala. The chala is already parched. Saying maybe it means the flour before you make the dough. Okay, could be the. Yeah, it's certainly going on in Issa. You're right, but the question is: yes, the Issa doesn't really. When you turn it over and over and over, every piece. Yeah. When you need it originally. It's true. It's a funny kind of bila. I agree. It's not the usual kind of bila. Good question. All right, so we have to ask a question. What happens if it's two Jews and one guy? Right, one Jew and one guy, the Jew has to have shir challah. If it's two Jews and one guy, you need two shir challahs or one? If it's on the market, you have 1,000 Jews and 1,000 guyim. Do you need 1,000 shir challah for the year? Or one shir challah for the year?
You ignore the guyim.
And therefore, so Chai Kiryaski, Derech Hamuna writes that no matter how many Eden, all you need is one shir challah. Because Issus HaShutfim, Jews that are Shutfim, Achayim HaChallah. So Mimele, even if you have a number of Jews, two-thirds. But the two-thirds, the two Jews own a third each, it's Issus HaShutfim for them. So they don't need a shir challah each. Right. In one shear and there's a guy is not good. But if two thirds is a shear challah, so he needs one shear challah and the two thirds. So in the sefer, what? Oh, 1 second. In the sefer, Afrashas Challah Ki Sasa, he marach a little bit. What happens? Something on the stock market. And Jews own, let's say, 10%. I don't know, of Drake's or some other non-Jewish company. They own 10%. Now when they make a dough, the chelik of all the Jews together is a shir challah. They make 100-pound doughs. So if 5 pounds is chayiv, then all you need is 5% ownership by Jews. So he says, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Does control make a difference? So that's anyway. This is his tzarechi and what happens with things that are on the market. The question of stocks has come up numerous times. It's come up in regard to chametz. It's come up in regard to basar b'challav, in regard to ribis. I think, I should tell you, in the Michas Yitzchak, I think it's Chelek Dalid, the first 8 shuvis are about stocks. He has stocks l'gabi ribis, stocks l'gabi chametz, stocks l'gabi schayr b'dvarim asurim. The minig seems to be like there's a shuvis maharshag, who says that when you own stocks in something, you don't really own anything. It's just a gambling device or an investing device. It's just a device by which you play a game, you play a financial game. You know that the assets of a company never change, I mean, typically don't change from one day to the next by 5% or 2%. And the market value could go down 2%. There's nothing to do with the reality of the company. You know, Pepsi has a certain market value. And yet, if the Fed is going to raise the interest rates dramatically, every stock is going to go down. Even though it doesn't make sense. Not every stock is tied to what happens. The price of oil changes, so the market, the whole 500 stock index goes in one direction. It really makes no sense. It's really just a sort of a gambling tool. It's legal gambling. And it is related to a certain degree to earnings. It should be primarily earnings. It's not. But it's not primarily because every stock will go down the same day. My point, though, is that it's not an ownership. It's a game. Even though they send you proxies, it's just a game. And it's not real ownership. Now, it's debatable. I don't say it's not debatable. But if you debate it, make sure you sell your stocks when you sell the chametz, Erev Pesach. Some people do. Some people sell, I sell chametz for people. Some people tell me, put down my stocks. They sell their stocks as well. So, what? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. Just give everyone a chance. Wait a minute. Commodities. Commodities are the same thing. Commodities, you know, in theory you own it. They say you can take it for delivery, right? Pork bellies for delivery. Okay, I know stocks excites everybody. So the answer here would be, if you agree that stock owners are not true owners of the object, what? Then there's no, then the chiyuv has to do with the people that control the company, which is usually the family that started it. They usually retain for themselves the control.
With mutual funds as well, which is a basket of stocks, also sell them, or not so much?
I'm not familiar enough to answer. I think it's all hainuach. The to the guy. To the guy, you're selling to the guy.
No, no, is are stocks transferable that way? I can.
They may not be legally transferable, but if somebody agrees to it, he agrees to it. Okay, there is a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger was asked in Russia, if the sales are valid, there's a dina de machusa, they had sales tax. In those days, the way sales tax worked, you bought a stamp. You bought a stamp, and every contract you had to put a stamp on, which was in effect a sales tax for the sale. So Shlomo Kluger was asked if the sale of the chametz at that time, you understand they didn't pay sales tax when they sold the chametz, it would be a very expensive proposition. And he was said that the sale is not valid. So Shlomo Kluger writes in his tshuva that if the government would understand that this sale is just a halachic sale, and everything is going to be sold back afterwards, this type of sale, then if they were objective, then they would agree that it's not what they had in mind with sales taxes. And so if that's a legitimate argument, then it applies to selling stocks on Erev Pesach. What do you mean?
For religion.
Okay. A sift alin. Of the kechavim shayisalai isa, the nizgayer, a guy who had a dough, and he was Megayer. Vinizgayer Gilgala Kaidim Shinizgayer. If he made the dough while he was a guy, Potter. Acha Shinizgayer. If he made the dough afterwards, Chayiv. Im Safek, if he's not sure when the dough, he went to his Geirus. And the Geirus is over, and he calls home, and his wife says, you know, I just made some challahs. Right. So the question is, when did you make the dough? You know, it's like a baby's born, you got to look at what time it is. So she said she doesn't know. So what does it mean, im safik chayiv? What do the words mean? Im safik, is it safik derai, safik derabana? Safik derai, safik derabana. The taz and shach. Let's see first the taz. The taz gimel. Chosam rashal. Dafka b'chalat Eretz Yisrael shu deraisa sveika l'chumra chalas chutz l'aretz shehu d'rabanan shehi d'rabanan loy chalas chutz l'aretz is d'rabanan sava d'rabanan l'kula. Look in the shach. One minute, let's look at the shach ches im safik chayiv hainu mishum de safik yisur l'chumra safik yisur deraisa is l'chumra v'tzarek lima henu dafka midina the shulchan aruch is writing mikr din de chalas deraisa. Aval ha'idna d'chol chala shi'id rabbanu k'nosim shechaveis im kepotam et safik. Now he's different than the Taz. Taz was b'chaladid chalas Eretz Yisrael and chalas chutz l'aretz. The Shach says b'zman hazeh that it's not roiv Yisrael al admosam. All chalas ed rabbanu im kepotam et safik. It's sarachin lama kasvu ha'achrayim b'stam din zeh. Why are they writing this din as if it applies? So why are they writing such a halacha that safik is l'chumra? Al kaponim nira dehechad yika safik b'davar b'chala kivin d'vizan ezeh d'rabanan yesh safrisha b'lay bracha. L'maisa Shulchan Aruch says to do it. We'll do it, but don't make a bracha in such a case where you have this is not dafka, this safik, any safik that applies. The Yad Avraham here brings Barichus a known chakira of the Mefarshi HaRambam. If a derabanan sheikrei deraisa, is different than a straight derabanan. Because there are certain things that are always derabanan, and certain things that are derabanan currently, but can revert back to being a deraisa. And he suggests that the reason the Shulchan Aruch is saisim is because Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, or even not Yibana, just Tal Yisrael will go back. And when you can go back, then it'll become deraisa again. So Memeila, it's a great deraisa, so therefore we treat the Sveikis as a deraisa. That's how he suggests to answer it. Nevertheless, the Shacht apparently doesn't hold that way. Although you see the Shach is afraid to be Saimach on it, he says at the end to be Mafrish without a bracha. So a Ger, now you might think this is far fetched, the Ger before Geirus, the after Geirus, every time you go to a Geirus and the Ger finishes his Geirus, there's certain dinim you have to tell him, certain halachas he has to know. And I think I mentioned to you once, a Ger is the Shaila, he had breakfast in the morning, he went to his Geirus, he came home, and he asked whether the leftover eggs from breakfast were bishalakum. Whether he's not allowed to do it. He cooked it himself that morning. And the leftover eggs in the morning, whether they're bishalakum. So it's a... what's the answer? Of course they're bishalakum. What's a shayla? The Kaili's treif, yeah. So of course it's bishalakum. So what's the gazera? He may marry himself. He may marry his previous daughter. But anyway, this is the din. According to the Taz, the Marshal that the Taz brings, by Chutzlars, you don't have to take off Chal at all. He said, according to Yad Avram as well. When Yad Avram answers, he's answering, for, I think, he's answering only for Chal Aseret Yisrael. That's at least the way he ends. So in the beginning is less clear. Sifhei. You're right. It's just the Sifhei. The beginning of the Sifhei is Pashit. It wants to get to the Sifhei part. So it prefaces it by Sifhei. Okay, here we start to split hairs. Let me tell you the Yisayid, and then we'll learn the Sif. The Yisayid, again, a guy, all dinei chala abishas gilgalisa, the time that you need the dough. If when you need the dough, it's the Jews, chayiv. A guy needs the dough, it's potter. You all know, if a Jew needs the dough that's less than the shear, it's potter. If later he adds more flour and more water, then it becomes chayiv. We don't say it's a p'tur, that he had less than the shear originally, it's a p'tur forever. No. If he'll add more dough and more water, more flour and water, it'll be even starved to the shear. It's not a p'tur, it's just a lack of chayiv. By a guy, it's not that way. If a guy makes a dough, and it has a shear challah, and he makes a dough, it's potter from challah. That p'tur is a stempel of p'tur. It's a din that it's potter. If he's a magayer, and he comes back, and he adds flour and water to it, and makes it bigger, the first batch was already potter. It already has a stempel of p'tur. Now, if the first batch was less than the shear, so even if he would have been a Jew, it would be potter, then this doesn't apply. It had to be that the first batch had, like I say, a din of Isas Goy Petura. Once it has a din of Isas Goy Petura, that batch is potter forever. If it didn't have the stempel of Petur in the beginning, then later on, it could be Mitzar of Techiv. Now, listen carefully to Sifhei, because you don't get the case exactly, you're going to have kashas. Sifhei. Shnei Oivek Echavim Asu Isa Kashir. Okay, two goyim made an isa that's one shear of challah, 43 and a third and a fifth eggs. V'cholkuha, and they divided it. V'acha kach nizgayu, and then as an isa, divided as an isa, and afterwards they were megayer. V'hoisif kol echad al chelkoi, acha shenizgayer, acha shlimay l'shior, and now they added after geirus. Complete the shear, harizu chayeves. Why harizu chayeves? Let's go back. In the beginning, you had two goyim. So one guy, you take each one by himself. So you have here Frankie, and he's making a dough together with his friend Tony. So Frankie and Tony make a dough together. It's one shechal. At that moment, if Frankie would have been a yid, it would still be potter. Because when Shutva make it, so the yid's chelik has to have kashir. It doesn't have kashir. There's no shtempel of patur. So one second, I'll get to that. So now we say it doesn't have a shtempel of patur. It's just like a guy made less than the shear, was megayir, and then added to the shear. It's chayiv. What happens? Maybe we should look at it. Frankie and Tony make a dough. They both claim to be megayir. If they both be yidden, it would be chayiv. But if it's daitam lechalek bebatzek, it's potter anyway. So even if you're going to go with the cheshbon of the two of them planning to be megayer, it'll be the same. Because this is daitam lechalek, so now it never had a shtempel of a p'tor of a guy. If it never had a shtempel of a p'tor of a guy, it can become chayiv later. It's not a shem p'tor, it just was never chayiv. So why is it different then? Over there in Siftalid, once it's potter, if he would add flour later, it would stay potter. Esau, if he would add more flour and water, it would stay potter, because he made the shear, and it has like a shtempel of p'tor guy. But shake it over here, where it doesn't have the shtempel of a p'tor guy. That's the point. The whole point is, if when you originally made it, if you would have been a yid eschayiv, and you put out guy, so you get this pass. You get a pass that it's potter. If when you originally made it, it would have been potter even if you're a Jew. You don't get the pass. This dough remains a dough that was never the shir challah. So now, if you're going to add to it, make it a shir challah later, it's not going to, it doesn't change anything. It changes nothing.
That's the din of this.
The Ravusa is two. It really would be the same din by one. The Ravusa is that even though it's two, they're both Megayer, that the same halacha applies. This is the halacha of Sifhei. If you know the klal, then it's an easy sif. The Shtaz Dal, it says, Ha'izu Chayavis, Ein Shaykh Laima Bashishi, Shehu Shaschaiva v'nifter. You can't say it already had a Shaschiva and was Pata. Harei le'ba'achiyav, v'arachashin is Gairis. It didn't come to the Shirchiyav until after the Gairis. So that's Sifhei. Sivav extends the Chiddush of Sifhei. A new case. Hoysa Yisa ben Avik Echam v'Yisrael. B'shutfis. V'chalku. There was a dough that was owned by a Jew and a guy. B'shutfis. And they divided it. Now we're going to have to think about the chelik of the yid and the chelik of the guys. So let's see.
Excuse me. It doesn't have to be necessarily by two people. It
would
be by one.
It would be by one if he had less than the shear. In other words, even one guy who made a dough less than the shear was megayer and then added flour and water would also be chayiv. It's the same din. It's just a revusa that even in this case, it's part of. Again, the idea being, if it is gayus, it wouldn't have been chayiv anyway. That it's part of Sivav. Again, half cup for the case. Haisa Isa ben Eved Chav Yisrael b'shutfis v'cholku v'achakach nisgayer hoy v'kechavim. Complicated case. Here you have a Jew and a guy b'shutfis v'cholku. They divided up the dough. What doesn't say? V'akar nizgay v'kacham v'aysev kol echar al-shaloi shehishlim v'aysev l'shir shel Yisrael chayevis. The chayevik that belongs to a Jew is chayev that's pashit. He had less than the shir and now he's maysev in the shir, so it's chayev. Shel I v'kacham v'petura. This thing's a hezbeh. Why is the chelik of a guy potter? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It already had a. It never had a p'tor. It's less than the shear. Yeah, one shear challah in the first place. Yeah, one shear challah. That's the question. Before them, the guy there, one shear challah between them, right? Not two, because then the Jew was chayv already previously. So the only way to understand this is to turn the page and read the Ramah. So Ramah is bothered by this, and therefore the Ramah explains exactly what it's talking about. V'davka shasu mitchila b'shutvis amanah shaloi lechalka. They made it originally not to be mechalek v'batzek. V'nim lechu lechalka. And later on they decided to divide it. Aval l'masoh mitchila amanah lechalka apshayim kecham l'chayemis. And when you made the one shir chala, it was anas lechalek. So then even they both be Jews, it's potter. So the chelek hagoy has no shtempel of p'tor, because it would be potter even if he was a Jew. So it becomes chayev later. So to Ramah, this sif only makes sense if when they made it, it was shalai adas lechalek, bebatzek. They weren't dividing it as dough. If it's shalai adas lechalek, bebatzek. So now if they would both be Jews, it would be chayev achala originally. So now the chelek hagoy has a shtempel of p'tor from the very beginning. Even the chelek ha-Jew is potter, because shutvis of goy yidid has to have the shear. So later on, when the yid adds, he's chayiv, because that's the halacha, yid that has pachas mikashir and adds, is chayiv. The goy, on the other hand, already has a pass, because he already had a p'tor alt isas goy, and the halacha is, once you have a p'tor alt isas goy, the p'tor remains lo'ilam void. So these are this dinim of a guy and the geiris of a guy, and so far nobody asked me this shaila.
So you have
to come up
to
much.
The same though to the yid, there's a
chiv on it. To the guy, there's a stempel of p'tor on it. Right, the same dough. The guy has a stempel of p'tor, and the yid has a stempel of pachas mikashir.
Pachas mikashir. The yid, so it will complete.
Now here, the question of safik. Drabana Lakula. I had actually a call about an hour before Shabbos. I mentioned it in shul. On Shabbos, somebody called and they had a shaila. His wife, it was an hour, maybe an hour and a half before Shabbos, and his wife made chalas. She likes to pop him in the oven right before Shabbos. It should be fresh for Shabbos. And as she's getting ready to put him in the oven, she can't find the ball of challah that she separated. She doesn't know where it is. She's not sure if by mistake it got thrown out, or if by mistake it made its way back into all the challahs that are there. So the shayl was obviously shaylas chacham chatzi tshuva. So he told me it should be safik drabana lakula. Chalas chutzlaritz is drabana. It should be a question of safik lakula. It could be more than that. It could be a taruvis. Even if it was mixed back in, it was mixed into one challah. And you have already more than one challah. You have many challahs. And it should be about the challah of Isser. I told him, it's a double shesha matirin, because you can go and be matir neder. And even though shlichus doesn't work for ataras nedarim, I mentioned to you in the past that even though there's no shlichus, ataras nedarim you have to personally, you can't do it over the phone and you can't do it with a shliach. But the exception is a husband can be matir neder for his wife. It's a riddle. Where do you find in halacha the ishtei kegufa is actually a halacha lamaisa? There are four or five places in all halacha, it's like a riddle to figure them all out, where ishtei kegufa is halacha lamaisa. In Hilchas Nedarim, it says that even though there's no shlichus fataras nedarim, but a husband, could be matir neder for his wife. They told him, get to shul early. I asked him where he lives. He would be a Flatbush person. I would tell him to come to me and I'll take care of it. But he was calling from the five towns. And I told him, get to shul early. You have to have three people. What? No one's going to be there, yeah. And I told you need three people, one of whom has to be a day. The halacha is by Ataras Nedarim. One out of three should know the basic dinim of Ataras Nedarim. You'd be matir neder, which de-chalas the... It undoes the act of separating challah. Now you're stuck with tevel. So I told him, if it's early enough, you quickly call your wife and tell her, I told her, bake the challahs and then put them all on the table, cover them all with a towel or put them all in one kli, lechatchila, and then after you dare Taras Nedarim, quickly call your wife and she should cut off a piece with a bracha and be mafrish challah before Shabbos and be mafrish challah before she's mekabelas Shabbos. I said, if it's too late, if it doesn't work, so we have the din in chutz la'aretz, the chalas chutz la'aretz, oichavach kach mafrish. So you can eat it and then be mafrish the challah later. Now, after I hung up with him, I called him back. I told him, do me a favor, just when you bake it, make sure you bake it on disposable pans. We had the question, the kasha, that the blias of tevel, I mean, if you're baking it, she's baking it when there's still challah mixed in. Right? She's baking it now. She's in matan eder. So this challah mixed in, which will become tevel. We had the shaila blias of challah tmeya, blias of tevel aser. So we neman la halacha that later when you mafresh on the blias as well. They would pick pukim on how you mafresh on blias. They said, but just play it safe, just bake it in disposable things and throw them out afterwards. In case there's a tzad that the blias aser, that you shouldn't have a shayla. What? No, every time you separate challah first and then bake, you're not matan eder. But it can be mefer. So people ask about being mefer. It can only be mefer nidrei inui nefesh. Dvarim shebeinah lebeinah. So if it'll be dvarim shebeinah, yes, that's challah for Shabbos, yeah. You make a bracha because once you matan eder, it becomes tevel gomor. That bracha turns into a bracha levatala. We had the Taz's kasha. The Taz is how you matan eder. You're making the mafreya, the bracha into a bracha levatala. The Taz didn't like this idea of being matan eder, but all the pais can bring it. So you have to answer along this, right? Of how can you be matan eder? It turns out the bracha she made when she was mafresh challah, she's turning it into a bracha levatala. So Taz asked, how can you do that? So we had possible terutzim, but they do pachas mikashir. When they bake it, it's pachas mikashir. It's a chayv chal, it's not tevel. Later, when they put it together, they're machayv in tevel. Never a chayv. Right, that's okay. I told them that he should say, because ein pesul b'noilad, you have to, the shoyl has to mention the reason. So the shayla has to say, I am asking you to do matan eder. Had I known that we're not going to find it later, I never would have separated beforehand. No, you do it on kol tzad shehu.
Did she check the ceiling?
Yeah, you had to call her back and ask her.
The fact that she's giving away his money is not the bar she's giving away his money.
He's not being matan eder because of the money. He's going to re-separate. Okay. Sif Zayin Hifkir Isasai Kaidim Shenis Galgala. Someone is mafkir his dough before kneading it. Isasai, yeah, the flour and water. He was mafkir before he made it, meaning he was mafkir the flour. Vizachaba, mafkir the flour, takes it back. Acha Gilgala, that makes a dough. Of course, that's nothing. Oyev Kira Acha Shel Gilgala. Well, he makes a dough, and then there's mafkarit, because of his zachaba chayev, that doesn't do anything. The only p'tur is, hifkira vin his gagula by the hefker. He's mafkar his flour and his water. And he makes a dough while it's still hefker. Vakach zachaba, and after he made the dough, it's a dough that's hefker. Because he had a mind not to be zachi, he can't be zachi, and he's bal karchai. P'tura, he's in London. P'tura, so that's a p'tor. You want to get out of mitzvah schala, which you don't want to get out of it. You want to do the mitzvah. But let's say you would want to get out of the mitzvah schala for some reason. The way to do it is to be mafkirit. But a Torah, you can be mafkirit. L'bein atzmai. But Rabbanon, hefker is only b'shloshi b'nei adam. And then you make the dough while it's hefker. And after it's zachaba, then you remain potter.
This wouldn't be like
the ktsos, the Rabbanon. It wouldn't be like
the ktsos. Hefker is still yours.
Yeah, so this is not like the ktsais in one place. My son showed me yesterday, we were talking about this by the table, there's a ktsais in the second place that disagrees. The ktsais says a chiddush, like you're not allowed to say. The ktsais always says chidushim, not always, occasionally, says chidushim that are out of left field. The ktsais is mitzadeid, that when you mafker something, listen to this, when you mafker something, it's still yours. Until someone else takes it, it's still yours. Just, it's like you made a neder, hefker is a form of neder, ki'ilu, you're saying, this is hefker, means you're saying, I promise not to stop anyone from taking it. And it's a binding neder. It's a neder, hefker is a neder, it's still yours until someone takes it. It's part of Chumas Maestris because a kind lady could take it, even though it's still yours. But you own it until such time. That's why Bechametz, he explained to Rishonim and say, Bittul Lab Mitam Hefker. The Bittul Chametz is not a din in hefker, because hefker wouldn't work, you still own it. That's right. So Moshe has a kasha on it. The truth is, I think, if I quote correctly, the Nesiva says, if that's true, it says in the Mishnah, Beisil Loimu, we pass Beisil, Hefka Laniyim V'Lay Lashirim is not Hefker. Hefka has to be ownerless. Kimi Laniyim V'Lay Lashirim. If it's a neder, why can't you make a neder? I'm going to make it Hefka Laniyim. I'm not stopping Laniyim from taking it. Lashirim, I'm stopping. The truth is, there's a Gemara in the Darim, Rav Yasi and the Chachamim, that seem to talk about this, and the Ktzais ignores it. It's a very difficult idea of the Ktzais. The Ktzais says that this idea that Hefka still belongs to you, it appears, my son showed me yesterday, Ktzais and Simin Tav Vav at the end of Hilchos Nezikin, who says, Hefka eina ki Yish. Yish is still yours, and Hefka is not. So I don't know. Okay, let's throw Siv Chesim test, the last dinim of Hilchos Chesim. What does that have to do with anything? So they go into your chametz closet and they take out all, and they go into your closet and take out all the chametz from your closet? Okay. Okay, good. Very good. Zeris HaKosov, Tashbisu, is it Dimbitl, whatever it means. The Rashi and Taisus in the first parak, was it Dalai Lama Beis or so? Hey, I'm in Beis. If it's Hefka, it's not Hefka. Malchus Yisrael. Siv Chesen Tes. Dog food, animal food. I know they make animal food from flour today. I think they only give steak to the dogs today, no? But gluten free, okay. Let's know Siv Chesen Tes. Ha'isi Isa la behemo l'chaya pater. Someone who makes a dough, planning to feed it to his animals, is potter. Easy enough. You make an animal to feed to your dough. Who I did? If you make a dough to make clay out of it, playing clay, or to make glue, all these things are potter. It has to be for the purpose of lech.
What about again?
Siftes.
For a guy.
We discussed the people got them sophic. If that includes Issa for a guy.
Why would that?
Yes, I mentioned to you last week. The people got them sophic. You make a dough for Goyim. Chaim Knievsky had Paskin, the Chachmas Adam Paskin, that it's Chayiv. If you make it for a human being, that's called Lechem. It has a shame Lechem. If you make it for an animal,
it
doesn't have a shame Lechem.
You're not making a rye bread for to give it to your dog. You're making something which is
the question is, why does he change your mind? And B, does it mean it's looks like regular bread, or if it doesn't look like regular bread? So we have to learn a sif test. It's a machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Siftes is a continuation of Sivches. The Siftes starts at Isas Klovin, a dough made for dogs. You have to understand that there's no difference you make it for a dog or a behema or a chai or a knife. They're all the same. The Mishnah speaks Behaiva. Gemara, the Mishnah talks about dogs, dough made for a dog. The dogs were used by the shepherds to help control the sheep. And therefore the question came up, if you make a dough for dogs, but the shepherds sometimes eat some of it, what the din is. Now, it's lav dafka a dog. It could be fish food that your child finds it delicious. You suddenly discover that you can sprinkle it on your... Does fish food come with a heksher? I don't know. But you can sprinkle it on your food and it's good. That flies, you know. All right, so let's learn Siftes.
Part of the issue that you should be fucked with. Let's exactly his share. But you know part of it is going for the dog.
Okay. All right, so let's learn what it means, Isas Klavim. Let me tell you, Yerushalmi. The first line is, Isas Klavim, Bizman Sharayim Eichel Mimena Chayeves, and Lapetur. That's the Mishnah. If the Rayim sometimes eat from it, it's Chayev and Chala, even if they eat a small part of it, Imla Petur. Now, there's a Machlaikis in Yerushalmi. It appears to be a three-way Machlaikis. I say it appears to be because Rabban learns it's a two-way Machlaikis, but it appears to be. The Machlaikis is, what is Isas Klavim? What does it mean, the dough of Klavim? Reish Lakish says, it means it's a different bread. It's not a regular rye bread that you make for Klavim. It has morsin in it. It has bran in it, which again, today people eat, but the Gemara assumes that human consumption, we don't consider bran, they didn't consider bran fit for human consumption, because they couldn't grind it properly. And Reish Lakish says, the only ptur it's a big chumra. It's only potter if it's isas morsin. If it's isa with things mixed in that render it not suitable lechatchila for human consumption, it's potter. If the roi eats it anyway, then it's chayv. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, we're talking about a regular dough, but it has to be made in a different surah. If it looks like a regular bread or a regular cake, so we're afraid that the people are going to eat it. You're baking it, but it looks like a regular challah, so you make challahs for Shabbos. Oh, this one's for the klavim. What do you mean this one's for the klavim? It looks like a regular challah. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that it has to be made in a different surah. Now, each of these are chumras. We're talking about you're making it for dogs. You're really making it for dogs. And Rahim don't eat it. It's only, listen. Only Rish Lakish holds. Even you're making it for dogs, no Rahim eat it, no one's going to eat it. It's still only potter like Rish Lakish if the ingredients are different. Like Rabbi Yechanan, if the tzura is different. There's a third man, the Yama, Rebaba, Rebaz, the way he's written in Yerushalmi, who seems to say that, no, Machshava is Kaveya, Machshava always patters. So this is a three of Machlaikis in Yerushalmi. The Ramban paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. He doesn't even Gairis, the Rabbah is arguing. The Stima Sarambam is the biggest kula, is Rabbah, who's Mekel Lagamri. This is all brought, the Kitzer, in the Gra, in Gra Yud. Yerushalmi Sham, we'll learn the Yerushalmi first. The Gra's comment we'll learn later. Yerushalmi Sham, Ezel Isas Klavim. Only if you mix in other ingredients. Rabbi Yechanan Aimer, Koshoso, and I had pronounced that word, Ke'evim, Ke'ovim, you made it in a different shape. Ke'ovim, like thick one. Vitani Kane, a son Ke'ovim, Chayeves, a so Limudim, Limudim means the normal way, Pitura. Rabbi Yechanan holds has to do with the shape. Rav Ba b'shem Shmuel, Rav Ami b'shem Rav Chia, and Rava say, Afilo aso gluskin, even if you make perfectly good chalas, still it's potter if you made it for that. For hatanina nemeina rayim eichle menu, it's potter. If you made perfectly good gluster, and why is it potter? Ti potter the teretzish aso mishar rishanish lo yechlo rami menu, it's potter if they made it nati or pasuk harash. Hatur b'shem Ramban k'Rabbi Yechanan. Avla Rambam le'kosav rak lashem asnisin. The Rambam is just the lashem of the Mishnah. Upasak Shmuel. It sounds like passing Rabbah b'shem Shmuel, which is the biggest kula that even das for klavim is enough to pat. So this is the machlaikas. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Okay, we learned the background. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Isas haklavim. The Shulchan doesn't bring a machlaikas. Isas haklav mizman sharayim aichlim yimena chayeves and la petura dafka shenikar ba shehila klavim Rabbi Yechanan kagayin sheina arucha vasuya bitzuras lachem. It's not shaped the way we normally shape bread. Halav hachi, if it wasn't made that way chayeves, then it would be chayev, and even that chiyuv pischei tshuva beis hatam yishur marasayin. The Rabbi Yechanan says you make it normally, so it looks like regular bread. And after Oshayev Marasayim Kimi Yabit Achrov Emasai Hifrish Chala B'Shasli Shayafi Ayachakak B'Kamok and Kamok Shasim Chamish Marasayim B'Kledi Chedor Mas. So the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbi Yechanan, and it sounds like we have a clear psak to be potter. It has to have a different shape. The problem number one is that the Gra quoting a Ramah, I'll quote the Ramah in Hilchas Pesach. If you look in the Gra, 5 lines to the bottom. He says, "Bahagot Sham Tami Shalarash, Apaskarish Lakish, the Sugi the Radidan, etc." He's saying that there's a tzad to Paskin like Resh Lakish. That tzad is a Ramah in Simin Tafnun Dalit Siv Beis. The Ramah who says nothing here says there, when is a Pasuk of Chala only even mixed Morsin into the dough? Which is a straight Resh Lakish. Straight Resh Lakish. Very strange. There he says straight like Resh Lakish. The Gra seems to be matzdik it, and to Shvera the Ramah in Hilchas Chala he's not magia. Hilchas Pesach with Chala is derech Agav. He says like Resh Lakish. Double pelu.
Morsin without shape.
1 second. So the Sharat Siyun You know, the Velt has already said many times, Gedali Yisrael said that to appreciate the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be a big Talmud Chacham. Because the Mishnah Berurah makes comments, you know, just Derech Agav, that answer Shvera Kashis. The Gra is bothered, the Gra is said by the Tzarchin at the end. I think that why the Rabbah is different. The Sharat Siyan, Tufnun Dalid, Yud Dalid, he says in the Kavon of the Ramah the following. We pass on Rabbi Yechanan. Pass on Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Tzura. If it doesn't have its Tzura, it's Potter. Even if it's a normal, perfectly normal Challah. And the Ramah means to say that we pass on Rabbi Yechanan. If it doesn't have the Tzura, it's Potter without worsen. That Ramah is talking when it does have Tzura's pass. The Ramah is saying that even though Rabbi Yechanan is more Mekel, he says just a different Tzura is a Ptur, even though it has no Morrison in it. Afal Pikein. If you have Tzura's pass with Morrison, it's also Potter. Rabbi Yechanan is being more Mekel than Reish Lakish, but he agrees with Reish Lakish's Kula. So you have two possible Pturim. Either it doesn't have Tzura's pass, which is what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. Or if you mix in Morrison, even if it has Tzura's pass, that's like not having Tzura's pass. Even though it's shaped like a pass, that's like not having Tzura's pass because the Morrison is mixed in. This is the way the Sharatzian says it, Kilu, that's Pshat, Pashit. But he's really coming to answer the stira between these two Sifim. Today, Morrison means bran. Today, bran bread and bran cake is all chayiv. The example of Morrison is an example that existed in those days. These things change. Today it's lechem. It probably changes because I mentioned to you, we were able to grind it. If it would be pieces of bran, I don't know if we would eat it either. But for whatever reason, nevertheless, that's the pael yitz. Now, I want to just make two recommendations. We just spent 15 or 16 hours over the last, Chesher and Kislev Tevis, learning Hilchas Challah, before Elul Tishrei, Chesher and Kislev. Whatever. Anyway, we spent a lot of time, the more the better. I want to make two recommendations to you. First of all, learn Mishnayos Challah. Next time they're passing around the chart to be Mekabel Mishnah, learn Mishnayos Challah. If you chaz Mishnayos Challah, it'll be a great chazara on the halachis, because, you know, it's not like Hilchas Brachis. You chaz a ketzem of Archim. The Mishnayos, everyone knows. You make Adam on this, Shakal on that. Hilchas Challah is something we're not so familiar with, and therefore, chazing the Mishnayos will be a beautiful chazara. Also, I want to point out that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they were chayiv in a lot of mitzvahs right when they came in. Challah is one of the few that they were chayiv only after the 14 years of Chalukah, of Kibush HaChalukah, except like Gershon. But Memela, since we're up to, in Navi, we're up to the end of the Chalukah, in this week's Navi Shir, I hope to mention at least the first half hour, the halachis. I always say the second half hour for the machshava, but Hilchas Challah, so I hope to do a chazara at least of the chidushim of Hilchas Challah. So if you have a seder already, Matzah Shabbos, you get the tape. If you just stop helping out, washing dishes at home, so come to the Navi Shir Mitzvah. Okay, next week we're going to start Hilchas Tumas Kayinim, Simishin Samachtes, the same volume. Some people don't even know it exists.